Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Leon hits it high in the air, deep right center field. Adolis Garcia's at the wall. It's gone. Watch it fly. Jack Caglione, his first big league home run. A 387-foot blast deep to right center into the Rangers bullpen. There's the power that's been promised. Jack Caglione has arrived with thunder. The pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, deep to right center field. Garcia turns around, watches it fly. Home run, Jack Caglione. Make it 2 for Cags today in Texas. 4-1 Royals in the top of the 9th inning.
But wait, there's more.
Now the pitch and a swing and a ball well hit. Deep to right field. Caglione back. Caglione leaps. And he made the catch up against the fence. Jack Caglione takes an extra base hit away from Merrill. The rookie right fielder, still learning the position, makes a great play right in front of the fence.
Hearing that crowd dissipate as the start of the hit and then the catch and then the 6'5 monster robs that ball.
I mean, he just put his arm up there. Just like, got it.
Nuts, man.
It was a great play.
I mean, yeah, it was something that was great because these are the ebbs and flows of having a rookie guy go out there and play a position not really that familiar with. Had a rough go at it on, what was it, like Saturday or Friday, you know, made some crucial errors out there. Not crucial errors, but made some, you know, plays that looked lost. And then yesterday makes a, you know, leaping grab over the wall, robs a home run, more than extra bases, Stu. And, you know, takes one away from the Padres yesterday, hits 2 home runs in Texas. Obviously, we saw the one that was at his neck, and he took it out deep to right, and then he hit that one that was the typical CAG shot, 439 feet deep to right field, as Garcia just had to turn his head and be like, all right, that's a grown man at the age of 22. But either way you look at it, if I'd have told you last week on Wednesday and said, hey, you know, you're going to sweep Texas and you're going to go on this road trip and go 4-2 and come back home with an off day on Monday, everybody would take it. Everybody would have said, yes, I take a 4-2 road trip no matter how you get there. I don't care. I know yesterday's game kind of tainted the way maybe that you felt about this road trip because, again, it was a walk-off. It was a game in which another starter was pulled maybe a little too early.
Yeah.
So there's those questions as well with Lugo on the mound. But look, you went 4-2. We said we're going to give it 2 weeks. We're going to give it the weekend to see how this players-only meeting happened. Since that meeting, you know, they go on that road trip. They never play well in Texas, swept Texas. Took the first one against San Diego. You're hoping to kind of, you know, move forward. Had a great game Friday night. And then Saturday and Sunday, you lost. But again, 4-2 on this road trip. You actually somehow gained a game in your division. And now you're 2 games out of the wild card. And you leapfrog some teams that you had to get in front of. And you're right back in the mix of it. And I feel like you have a little bit more of a positive feel in your gut After watching that team over the last six games.
Well, I think 4-2 on the road trip is great. I mean, what more could you ask for, right? And, but obviously the way you lose at the end, you know, you lose those two and you're still now coming back two games under 500. So I feel there's a lot of like, okay, we had this thing going in the right direction and then we kind of pulled back. They've got to find a way to string these games together now and get back over 500, right? Give yourself some breathing room so you're not chasing 500, because I do believe there's a lot of folks who look at the standings and go, all right, they're not 500 yet. Call me when they're 500. And so they've got to find a way to get back to 500. But I also think what a difference a week makes, too, when it comes to the narrative that's been around this team. A week ago, everybody wanted the hitting coach fired and nobody was any good. And then Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny started all connecting together and doing what they were paid to do. And now all of a sudden, this offense looks legit. And Cags joins in on the fun as well, because Bobby and Salvi and Vinny and those guys are all going. What a difference a week makes when you get your big three going. And that's what we've been saying the entire time with this team. Until Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi get going, this team is not going to have the ability to go out there and win a lot of games and score a lot of runs. You need your stars to be stars. And that was the biggest difference in this entire road trip from everything that happened really before it. The stars were stars. Bobby was fantastic. Salvi, big home run yesterday. Vinny's been really, really good. Obviously, Cags got into the mix as well. And so when your stars are stars and they play like they're supposed to play, you give yourself that great opportunity to win. And it's funny for me, too, because I think the feeling should be different around this team than it was a week ago. And maybe that guy who created that fake story that ownership is wanting to sell, that was the thing that got this team jump-started a little bit, because I know it pissed everybody off inside the organization. I can't imagine what it did to the players in that organization as well. And they played really nice baseball since that stupid comment came out from that nitwit in New York.
Yeah, I mean, it was, again, you know, lack thereof runs in the second and third game in that San Diego Padres series. You lose 3-2 in the Sunday finale. I know that 5-1 on the road trip was right there within mm-hmm. the grasp of your reach. And it kind of does, like I said earlier, it kind of taints the way that you went on this road trip. But still, 4-2 after getting swept by the A's and the Yankees at home, when everybody was just ready to go to St. Joe immediately and start watching Patrick Mahomes throw a football in a yellow jersey. Mm-hmm. But look, that was a team this weekend that brought a little bit of buzz back. I know still two games under 500. I believe they're 38-40.
Yeah.
But again, you get Tampa Bay coming to town and then the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's really no time to relax except for today. They're back home. You sleep in your own bed. Maybe Cags goes and rips a few packs of cards while he's got the off day, which we know he's done that before. So again, he's played 17 games. He's got a two homer game and he's got a home run robbed in right field. Small sample size. Obviously, you want to see more. He's hitting 203, strikeouts 13 times. I believe he's got 64 at-bats so far in the pros. But again, I'm happy where he's at.
Right.
And I know that that's one of the main focal points. And I remember listening to the game on Friday, watching Q talk about the game. And it was either Friday or I think it was Saturday, actually. And they were talking to Cotrero. And he was like, look, this team goes with Bobby. And Bobby's been going. Bobby went to Texas a couple years ago. Turned it on. Bobby goes to Texas this year, mm-hmm. turned it on, and this team goes when its superstar goes. Yes, Caglione is the story, is the fun part to talk about, is the new piece to the puzzle. But again, the original, you know, origin of this machine that goes is number 7 that plays shortstop. And when he's rolling, everybody else is. That's what the manager says. That's what we've said. That's what baseball says. You see 7 go, everybody else kind of follows suit.
That's exactly right. And until Bobby got going, this team wasn't going to get going. And I know people don't like to put the pressure on Patrick Mahomes and Travis and Bobby and Salvi and all these guys, but those are the catalysts of your team. You can't rely on Nico Remigio to power your football team. You can't rely on Michael Garcia to be the catalyst for your baseball team. Every team around sports, look at last night, SGA, right? How good was he last night in that ball game, right? That's why Oklahoma City was able to win. Their star was a star. And until your stars are stars, you're just going to be an average team. Now, I know there's a lot of conversation about pulling Lugo in that game yesterday. I don't know where you stood on that. I wasn't a fan. That guy was kind of cruising along. I know we had a double given up, but that's okay. You know, pitchers give up hits throughout the course of a game. I think Hugh made a mistake pulling him early in that game yesterday, and I think that hurt their chances of winning more than anything. You got to manage with feel, and I'm watching Lugo pitch yesterday. I'm like, nobody's getting to this guy. Oh, he gave up a double. So what? That doesn't mean you pull the ripcord right away. He only had 90 pitches, and so if we're looking for reasons why they didn't go 5-1, I think Hugh's a big part of why they didn't go 5-1 yesterday, not letting Lugo continue to kind of cruise along and see what he can do. Leave him out there till he can't anymore, you know?
Yeah, that's the equivalent of like a manager as a pitcher giving up the big two-run home run. It's like, you know, just you got to go with what, you know, you're feeling. Don't throw your slider when you're feeling your curveball and your fastball. Maybe let your veteran and Lugo go out there and get out of that mess. If he doesn't, you at least can look at the people and say, well, I rode with my veteran starter. I let him go out there. He didn't get the job done. It's unfortunate. Or the other hand of it is, hey, you let him go, got out of the inning, got to have a tough jam. You went out of there still 2-1, maybe 2-0. It wasn't the case. Zerpa goes in, and then the floodgates are open.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel more comfortable with Lugo in there in that situation than the bullpen? I know I would, because Lugo's got 85 pitches he can throw
at you. I just think they look too much sometimes. And you mentioned this when you talk about hitting, and I'm kind of the opposite way towards like managerial tactics. Uh-huh. Like sometimes... because sometimes you can't win in this situation, right? You go back to the 2014 or 2015 World Series, Matt Harvey's like, I want to go back out there and pitch. Like, okay, dude, you're my guy. Go out there. And then career's over. Obviously, more dramatic than most. But then there's the other hand of it, which is like, I took my veteran out. I put my bullpen in where Zerpa's been great in June. These other guys are good. I trust this to happen. This is what's going to get us further. Ursig, Zerpa, Lynch, all these guys, Stevez. And it didn't work. And maybe that was one of those games where, you know, I've heard JJ talk about it when they pulled Noah Cameron a couple starts ago, where it's like, oh, he's only at 84 pitches. You know, that's one of those things where you make a decision, it doesn't work out, you got to take that loss. Yesterday, maybe one of those decisions that Q has to wear on his back and say, that's on me. I look too far into the lineup to see lefty, righty, what I've got in the bullpen. Overthought the situation. Sometimes it's okay to just let your veteran go out there and get the job done.
I agree. I mean, that's why we're paying these guys, right? They're veteran guys, and especially a guy like Lugo, who wasn't taxed. Like, Lugo isn't a guy that goes up there and throws 100 miles an hour on every pitch. This guy is an artist out there, and we'll talk about him as the day goes along, because there's nothing more fun right now than watching that guy just go out there and just toy with people, man. It's just, so it's not taxing innings, and that's the other thing, like taxing situations. People will always talk about how many taxing situations has Lugo been in? Not many, not high leverage situations at all. Like yesterday was not a high leverage situation. Got the first guy, gave up a double. I trust Seth Lugo, who's been dominating basically for 2 years now in Major League Baseball, to go out there and get that guy out. And I think there needs to be more managing and more decision-making with the gut as opposed to the numbers. Oh, he's at 90 pitches. No, he didn't have to come out of that game yesterday. He was cruising along. I would trust the guy who's been out there on the mound all year long and all of last year, basically, with 18 different pitches that he could throw at you, than somebody coming out of the bullpen. Because you listen to all those guys that came out of the bullpen, it's a lot harder to kind of piecemeal a game together and count on five guys having their stuff that day, as opposed to just one guy having their stuff that day. You're counting on all of those guys to get the job done when you had a guy on the mound that, for the most part, was getting the job done.
No doubt. Day off today, and then a gigantic sort of playoff feel of a series. Tampa Bay coming to town. They're ahead of you in the wild card standings. We all know it's simplicity at its finest when it comes to how you get above those teams. You beat them. Mm-hmm. So take two out of three against Tampa Bay, gain a game in the standings over them, and try to just keep moving, and then you'll have the big bad Dodgers coming to town Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where I believe Ohtani will pitch at least an inning, maybe two, Friday or Saturday. It looks like some people have already seen that he's going to be scheduled to pitch Saturday. We'll have Vern on at 8:20 today, and we'll talk to Vern about that when it comes to the Dodgers this weekend. But we get to have a 6:30 conversation of our overreaction on a Monday. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Mac Morey, why don't you start things off, since you and Bob didn't invite me to your lake house this weekend?
Yeah, what do you call us? Lake rats?
Lake rats. Lake rats.
Dude, it comes with the territory.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys don't grow facial hair, but if you could, you'd have the handlebar mustache smelling like bluegill.
Oh, man. Yeah. We had a good time, didn't we, Mac?
That was fantastic.
Two separate states, two separate lakes.
Yes. It was great.
I guess my invite got lost in the mail.
But you had to be by the water this week, and probably all week. What'd you say? It's National Hydration
today
Day?
Today is. Get that hydration.
Check
today.
The color of your urine. Make sure it's clear.
Oof.
Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah.
For me, overreaction, I'll go to the KD news. I think the Houston Rockets, I don't think it's an overreaction. Maybe they're finals contenders. They were number 2 seed. The West was really close, so maybe they were 3 or 4 games for being a 7 or 8 seed. But with such a young team, they add a 2-time finals MVP in Kevin Durant. He will be 37 next season. But they've got a year or two window here with a talented team. They're finals contenders.
All right.
Did you notice this? I don't know if you saw this. Baseball card stuff. Kevin Durant's reaction of being traded on stage is now a card, and he signed it. Kevin Durant, a 1-of-1, and it says the sniper to Houston.
That is sick.
So somebody will pull that card in a Topps pack that gets introduced next year, and or maybe this year when it comes to the NBA packs that get ripped. So you'll have a Kevin Durant reaction
Yeah, that was a big part of his
announcement. Is he trying to play for every team?
He's close.
Only his fifth team. You
know, he's getting there.
Thunder, Warriors,
yep.
Brooklyn,
yep.
Phoenix,
Houston.
Now Houston.
Knicks in five.
Yeah.
My overreaction is I watched a quarterback who I think is the third best quarterback in football not be able to throw a baseball this weekend.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that was. I don't know if he was trying to throw a football, but Joe Burrow trying to throw a baseball at the Fanatics event this weekend, especially in front of Kay Adams, total failure.
Jeez.
Threw three against the wall to his left. The first two didn't even go 10 feet, and then finally couldn't hit the target. So I don't know if there's, like, something with how he was trying to throw it, but I would have assumed that Joe Burrow could throw a baseball. I
mean, you assume a quarterback is a baseball player. Like, they're the shortstop.
Yeah, Joe Burrow can only throw a football is my overreaction.
Wow.
There's video out there if you want to look at it. Guy's great. Stud. Sexy. Great quarterback. Probably the third best quarterback in the NFL. Can't throw a baseball. Unbelievable.
Yikes.
Could not believe it. I was watching that video. I'm going, Joey B, this is just a show, right? Did it again. And then again. And then again. I see my men over at Harlem Men's Health.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, man. Like, it was not a good look for him over
it's
the weekend.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this, like, fake? Because, like, you know how he's odd? Like, sometimes he just does things that you're like, is this really how he is? He goes from, like, smoking a cigar to dyeing his hair blonde
to
beating the Chiefs in the NFC Championship game to losing the Super Bowl to putting up amazing numbers last year to having Kay Adams right there on his right. And I would have probably done the same thing. I probably would have thrown three balls in the ground.
Yeah, but you're not a professional quarterback who's supposed to be able to throw
an object. Opinion, man.
Yeah,
I mean, well, he's got that, like, bad boy thing that I feel like all the guys have kind of looked at, like, oh, dude, he's kind of got it going on. And that kind of just, that kind of ruins
your street cred a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what was more weird to see, him throw a baseball or your headphones.
You got to fix those things. I mean, you look like an idiot over there. Like,
put
yourself on the screen. I mean, like, this thing, it looked like a wing coming off the side of your head, like Max getting ready to fly away. And then you look like a broken bird. And you got one wing, and we're supposed to take you to the vet. No. I mean, look at that thing. Like,
you look like Ben Stiller.
I mean, like,
I hate it.
My overreaction, it's not an overreaction. It's something I'm struggling with right now. I think even if the Royals are alive in this thing, you got to consider trading Lugo because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and you could really get a haul back in return if you play your cards the right way. We were watching MLB Network, and Dusty's like, Sandy Alcantara's got to get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who else is available right now in the trade market that could bring you back guys in return? I know people would have a horrible reaction to it, but what happens? This is a big week. Again, this is another big week as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline.
It's a playoff series Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
It is.
For sure.
Yeah, Tampa's ahead of you in the standings, right? Like, so you got an opportunity against the Rays to do some good things, and then you have the best team in baseball coming in right now. I feel like that Seth Lugo trade chip could be very, very big, and I would have that in my back pocket if things do dissipate, and I wouldn't hesitate trading Seth Lugo if things did go south, because you could do a really nice job of getting pieces to potentially rebuild your organization from him.
Somebody says on the 913, armchair pitching coach here, so they admit it.
Yeah.
But they thought that Lugo might have been having issues with his finger again. He was looking at it as if he came off the mound in the end of the inning. I think that that's why he got pulled, that maybe that blister is coming back.
Maybe.
You know, you're our blister insider of baseball.
Yeah,
so.
You get a blister, you're done.
Don't give Bob that fuel.
No, but Jeremy Offelt was blisters. The one. Jeremy Offelt for years dealt
lefty.
With that blister, right? And it was nasty. It was pussy. It was gross. Ew. Like, I mean, it was one of the grossest things to ever look at. He would always show you his finger. Like, look at it. Like, I can't get this healthy.
Ugh.
And then he finally did. And, you know, he pitched well. Had a great big league career for like 15 years. In Major League Baseball, but he could never. Did he win two?
I think so.
Was
the Giants?
Was he on two Giants teams? I know 14, obviously.
And then they won it. They won it in
12.
12, 14, and then 10. Yeah.
Well, so. How many of those was he on? Was he on that many of them? That's awesome if he was. But one of my favorite people to cover when he was playing here with the Royals. But that blister, man, it was every single day with the blister for Jeremy Offelt. So if there is a blister injury and there is something wrong with Seth Lugo, fine. Then take him out of the game. But not if when he was cruising along like he was yesterday.
Three-time World Series champion.
He is. Woo. Good for him. I didn't realize he was on all those Giants teams.
It says three World Series.
Wow.
So maybe he didn't win one with the Reds, didn't win one with the Rockies, didn't win one with the Royals.
Nope.
And had to have won all three with the Giants.
Yes.
Good for him.
Good
dude.
For him. That's awesome.
Yeah. 926 innings pitched in his career.
Dang. Is there one that's grosser, that blister injury or Brian Baldinger's finger when we met?
Oh, the blister injury.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because the blister injury was alive. Oh. Baldinger's finger's been hanging for 40 years.
True.
You know you're going to see that thing, right?
Yeah.
You know that finger is going to hit you in the side of the head. Like, it looks like your headphone, Baldinger's finger.
Does.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like
ew.
That. Yeah.
I
like
wouldn't ask, but I felt bad. I didn't know if that was like an insecurity, but he like put his hand down right in front of me, and I was just like, oh.
No,
my
that's
God.
Called a war wound from the NFL, my friends. Like,
it was 90 degrees that way. It's like he got beat up by John Goodman on the Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. It's so nasty, yeah. But you know that one's coming. That one's been there. Everybody's kind of seen that dangling thing, like your headphone. Ooh. But that Opfeld thing would just never heal. It was always wrapped. It was always runny. Like, nasty.
It's like cauliflower ear, but on the finger.
Worse, yeah.
Dusty, I saw your first pitch. It was way better than Burrow's. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, that was my overreaction. I can't believe he can't throw a baseball. It baffles me, man. Are his hands too big?
I never thought
about
that.
Is he trying to
throw
a spiral with a baseball?
Yeah, he's probably got the football motion, yeah.
But yeah, it was immediately into the tarp to the left.
He did kind of have a football throwing motion, but it still shouldn't be that bad.
Because we saw Travis Kelce throw out a first pitch.
But again, every quarterback in the NFL was probably the shortstop or a pitcher on their high school baseball team, right? Find me a quarterback in the NFL that was the fat kid at first base, like me. Or catcher.
Bryce Harper.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
Yeah, Bryce Harper was a chunky little kid. Now he's just a stud.
He's not a NFL quarterback.
That's true.
You know? Yeah. Like, Patrick Mahomes wouldn't do that. Josh Allen wouldn't do that. Lamar wouldn't do that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Has Lamar thrown out a first pitch?
He has to have, right?
Yeah, for the Orioles, right?
The Orioles would have had him throw it out after his MVP season.
I mean, if you haven't had Lamar throw a first pitch out in Baltimore, what are we even doing here?
No idea.
Has Jalen Daniels thrown out one for D.C. yet?
I think he has.
Has C.J. Stroud thrown out one down in Houston yet?
With Diane?
He's going to go through every starting quarter.
Yeah.
No, all the good ones I'm thinking about off the top of my head. The list pretty much just ended.
Yeah, is it over for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Herbert throwing out, but it was during the playoff run for the Padres, and he threw an interception to a fan. Coming up on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.